The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 9, text number 22. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on May 17th, 2014, in Vilnius, Lithuania.
So I come to you today as a messenger.
Taigi, aš atvykau šiandieną pas jūs kaip žinios nešėjas.
I have not come here to give you my teachings.
Neatėjau čia duoti savo mokymą.
I have come here to give you the teachings of Krishna.
Čia aš atvykau perduoti Krishnas mokymus.
As I have heard them from my beloved spiritual master.
Tokius, kokius jos išgirdau iš savo mylimojo dvasinio mokytojo.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. So we'll read today from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number
22.
It's a very nice verse. Ananyaschanjayantamang yejana prayapasate. Tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogacemam vaham yaham. 9:22. But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Purport. One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day, being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies, which make the devotee perfect in self-realization, so that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without difficulty. This is called yoga. By the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Kshema refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga, and when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable conditioned life. I really love this first sentence of the purport.
Man labai patinka šitas tekstas ir jo komentaras.
One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness.
Tas, kas negali gyventi be Krishnas ni minutės.
Lord Chaitanya exemplified this mood.
Viešpats Chaitanya buvo šitos nuotaikos pavyzdys.
That a moment without Krishna consciousness is like 12 years or more.
Jis sakydavo, kad viena minutė be Krishnos sąmonės yra kaip 12 metų.
So one has to become mad after Krishna.
Taigi, žmogus turi išprotėti dėl Krishnas.
That I want Krishna at every minute.
Aš noriu Krishnas.
I want nothing but Krishna.
Nieko kito.
See, that is called Krishna consciousness.
Tai yra vadinama Krishna sąmonė.
That is the perfection.
Toks yra jos tobulumas.
One is simply keenly, intensely desiring to be Krishna conscious at every minute.
Kai žmogus tiesiog kiekvieną akimirką trokšta būti Krishna sąmoningu.
That one cannot tolerate even one second of forgetting Krishna.
Žmogus negali toleruoti nė akimirką pamiršus Krishna.
Who is the perfect example of this?
Ir kas yra tobulas pavyzdys to?
Srimati Radharani.
Tai yra Srimati Radharani.
She is given a very nice verse in this connection.
Jinai šia tema sako.
Mana mora vamadina jala vina yena mina Krishna vina chane mariyaya madhura vash madhura vash madhura hasya vadane mana netra yasayane Krishna Trishna Dviguna Badaya. If I do not think of Krishna, my impoverished mind dies immediately like a fish out of the water.
Jeigu aš nors sekundį negalvoju apie Krishna, mano protas iš karto numiršta kaip žuvis ištraukta iš vandens.
But when I remember Krishna's sweetly smiling face,
bet kuomet prisimenu saldžiai besišypsantį Krishnas veidą,
my mind and my eyes are so pleased.
Mano protas ir mano akis tampa tokie patenkinti.
That my Krishna, Krishna, my thirst for Krishna,
kad mano troškulys Krishnai,
it's doubled. So Radharani is our Siksha Guru. If even for one moment she doesn't think of Krishna,
it's
like a fish out of the water. Have you ever seen a fish out of the water? He's in great distress. He's dying and he knows it. Because he can't breathe outside of the water. So for a devotee, it's like not being Krishna conscious, it's like somebody strangling you to death. So we have to take lesson from Radharani and always connect with Krishna. Always try to double our Krishna, Krishna, our thirst for Krishna. In other words, you can never be Krishna conscious enough. No matter how Krishna conscious I am, still I can increase it more and more. Actually, it's something like a mundane businessman. No matter how wealthy he gets, he wants more money, more money, more money. So devotee is like that. No matter how much Krishna consciousness he has, he wants more Krishna consciousness, more Krishna consciousness, more Krishna consciousness. He's greedy for Krishna.
He's gorkšus Krishna.
Thirsty is for Krishna.
He's trokšta Krishnas.
This mood we have to have.
Tokia nuotaika mes turime išsiugdyti.
Just like you look forward to eating a big meal.
Pavyzdžiui, žmogus nori suvalgyti didelį patiekalą.
We should look forward to kirtan. Look forward to kirtan. Just like you've been fasting and there's a big feast coming up and you're all looking forward to that feast.
Pavyzdžiui, buvo didžiulė šventė ir jūs pasninkavot visą dieną.
You wake up in the morning and think, oh, this is so wonderful, I get to chant 16 rounds again today.
Ir jūs norite, tada jūs taip laukite to feisto vakare, lygiai taip jūs turite trokšti.
I get to sing the Gavastikam prayers, I get to sing the Gavastikam prayers again today, oh, so wonderful.
Wow, šiandien šito galėsiu gėduoti Gurvaštaką giesmės, taip nuostabu.
Another opportunity today to increase my Krishna consciousness even more. Because that's the only reason the devotee lives for. He doesn't live for anything else. His only desire is to become fully Krishna conscious and to share Krishna with others. Otherwise he has no purpose for living. He sees everything else simply a shrama eva yakevalam, a useless waste of time. So there's so many nice points that Prabhupada makes in this purport. He talks about all the activities of bhakti. He says they are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies. What does all auspicious mean? It means it's beneficial for every living entity throughout the entire universe. In other words, when you chant Hare Krishna, because it is all auspicious, you are benefiting yourself, You're benefiting all living entities throughout the universe. So why not chant Hare Krishna? The more you can serve others, the more you become satisfied. And the more you chant Hare Krishna, the more you're serving others. In the verse it's described that Krishna gives everything for the one who is fully surrendered to him. In other words, one doesn't have to be in anxiety about his necessities of life. Simply be in anxiety how I can become more and more Krishna conscious. Let that be your one anxiety. I am not Krishna conscious enough. How can I become more and more Krishna conscious? If you make that your one anxiety, you will have no anxieties. Because it is possible for anyone in the world to increase their Krishna consciousness unlimitedly. It is simply a matter of your desire. What do you want? What do you want out of life? You want to become rich? You want to become famous? You want to become powerful? You want to become popular? Those things come and go like the changes of the seasons. Today's millionaire is tomorrow's pauper. Today's famous person is tomorrow's unknown person. So why endeavor for those things which come and go like the changes of the seasons? Why not endeavor for that thing which can never be taken away? The point is this. Whatever amount of Krishna consciousness you can waken within your heart in this lifetime, that is your permanent asset. It will never be taken away by anything. For all of eternity, whatever spiritual progress you make in this lifetime, that remains your eternal asset. And then you can keep building it more and more. This is real wealth. Actual wealth is how Krishna conscious are you. If you are Krishna conscious, you're rich. If you are Krishna conscious, you're the wealthiest person. So endeavor for this wealth. To awaken my Krishna consciousness. Note also in this verse that Krishna provides everything for those who worship him with exclusive devotion. What does this word exclusive mean? To the exclusion of everything else. Just like Lord Chaitanya prays, I know no one else but Krishna is my Lord. And he shall remain so even if he handles me roughly by his embrace. Or makes me broken hearted by not being present before me. In all conditions, he is my worshipful Lord. So if you will put this much faith in Krishna, Krishna will personally provide everything for you at every minute. You will never have to be in anxiety about anything. Everything will be brought to you by Krishna, whatever you need.
Viską, ką reiks, Krishna jums suteiks.
So why not develop this faith and trust in Krishna?
Taigi, kodėl nesiugdyti tokio pasitikėjimo Krishna?
You see, it's a good deal.
Labai geras sandėlis.
You can't lose.
Kuriame jūs pralošti negalite.
Why not put this faith?
Kodėlgi ne?
Krishna is the ultimate provider anyway. Eko bahonam yo vidadati kaman. You see. Nicho nichanam chaitanas chaitananam. Krishna is giving everything anyway. Are you making your heart beat? No, you're not making your heart beat. That is the presence of the super soul within your heart. It was energizing your heart. For our heartbeat, we're dependent on Krishna. The air that we breathe, is that manufactured by the city of Vilnius? They give you your breathing air? No, that is given by God. What about water? Is that manufactured in your laboratory? Or what about food? Is that manufactured in the laboratory? If you will look at it carefully, you will see that all of your necessities of life are all being given by God. Everything doesn't come from your job or your money or your government.
No.
Everything is a gift of God. So Krishna consciousness means reciprocate. Krishna is giving you everything. How much are you giving him in return to show your appreciation? You see? A truly appreciative person, he'll say, Krishna, you give me everything, therefore I give everything back to you.
Tikrai, nuoširdus žmogus, sakys Krishna, tu man viską duodi, tad aš tavo viską sugrąžinu atgal.
This is the true meaning of recycling.
Tai yra tikroji prasmė perdirbimo.
In the modern times of environmental consciousness,
dabar šitoj ekologiškoj sąmonė,
everyone says you have to recycle your bottles, your paper, you should recycle it, your metal, all be recycled. So we don't have this huge accumulation of garbage piling up everywhere, you see. But that is not the original recycling. The original recycling is to see all this energy is coming from God, therefore it all has to be offered back to God, you see. If you don't recycle your paper and your bottles and this and that, your plastic, then it creates pollution, doesn't it? So if we don't recycle all this energy that is coming from Krishna, then we are polluting the atmosphere. Whatever comes to you, you have to see all of it as the energy of Krishna. And you have to therefore offer it all back to him. And then Krishna will give even more. You offer that back to him, he'll give even more. In this way, it's an ever-increasing circle of loving reciprocation with Krishna and his devotee. You can even reach the point where Krishna will give you the whole world to you engage in his service. So we have to stop being greedy. Think, well, this is mine. You see? Even little children, they show this tendency. The little child visits another child in his bedroom. And he sees the nice red fire truck of his friend. And he wants to play with that toy fire truck of his friend. But his friend grabbed it and he says, mine. So even little children show this tendency, mine. So we have to give up this tendency. It's like now they're fighting in the Ukraine, mine. You see, fighting, this is Ukrainian, no, this is Russian, mine, mine, mine. It's the same mentality. So we have to give up this I am the proprietor consciousness. If we want true peace and happiness on this planet, we must see that everything is the property of the Supreme Lord. Ishvasham idam sarvam yat kincha jagatam jagatena chikteena bunjita magrita kshu svidanam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. Therefore, one should accept only those things necessary for himself, which is set aside as his quota, knowing well to whom everything belongs. So if you will see everything as the property of the Lord, including even your own body, and you will engage everything in the Lord's service, you'll become a liberated soul. Jivan Mukta, a liberated soul, free of all the anxieties of material existence. So it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want to remain a miserable, conditioned soul of this world, identifying with your material body? Or do you want to be an enlightened soul, fully realized in your spiritual identity? You can do either one. It's your free choice. We don't force anybody in this Hare Krishna movement. You're welcome to come. We will teach you how to become spiritually perfect if that's what you learn. But if you're not interested, well, that's your business. Do you want to stay in the material world? You can do that. Birth after birth after birth, you can do that. For those who are serious to get out, we engage them chanting 16 rounds of japa every day at least, following the four regulated principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. And then we initiate them as disciples to take them out of this material world. So it's your choice. You are creating your own future right now by what you think about, what you talk about, and what you do. You are creating your own future. So you should decide, do you want a future in the repetition of birth and death? Or would you rather have a future in that land where there is no death, no old age, no disease? It's your choice. I hope you make a good choice, because I cannot stand to see people suffering. I don't want to see anybody suffering. I'm going to see everybody happy, singing and dancing in ecstasy. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Bet yra noras save pažinti. Tai yra savanaudiškas noras, ar tai yra ne Krishna sąmoningas noras? If there is no strong desire to achieve Krishna prema, but there is desire to know myself, is it a selfish desire or not?
Slightly selfish, yeah.
Taip, šiek tiek savanaudiškas.
But it's still good.
Bet tai jau neblogai.
Krishna says of all those who come to me, those who are coming for knowledge, they are the best.
Krishna sako, kad visi, kas pas mane ateina, tie, kas ateina iš minties, jie yra geriausi.
So, of all the, those who come to God for material, it is the best reason to come, to know oneself. And not, for knowledge, that is the best reason to come to Krishna.
Iš visų materialių troškimų šitas geriausias.
But, once you get the knowledge, you realize that there's something higher than knowledge.
Bet kuomet gaunate žinojimą, turite suprasti, kad kažkas yra daugiau.
And that is to please God.
Ir tai yra patenkinti Dievą.
Because God is like the body and you are like the hand.
Nes Dievas yra kaip kūnas, o jūs kaip ranka.
Or God is like the belly and you are like the hand.
Arba Dievas yra kaip skrandis, pilvas.
So when the hand serves the belly, then the hand gets the nourishment.
Taigi, kuomet ranka pamaitina pilvą, jinai pati pasimaitina.
For the hand simply to know, I am the hand and this is my function, that is not perfect.
Vien tik žinoti rankai, kad štai aš esu ranka ir tokia mano funkcija nepakanka.
To know that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, that's very good knowledge.
Kad žinoti, jog esu amžinas Krishnos tarnas, yra labai gerai.
But until you actually absorb yourself in devotional service, you will not achieve perfection.
Bet kol jūs neužsiimsite atsinimo tarnystę, to glumo nepasieksite.
Anything else? Yes.
Norėčiau paklausti gerbiamo Gurudevos, kaip reikėtų išugdyti tą tokį troškimą, pažinti tą tokį tikėjimą ir troškimą pažinti save bei posėdėti Krišnos sąmonę.
How to get this strong desire to have Krishna consciousness?
How to get a strong desire to have Krishna consciousness? One has to realize the necessity.
Žmogus turi suvokti to būtinybę.
That if I don't become Krishna conscious, I remain a slave of Maya.
Jeigu netapsiu Krishna sąmoningu, tuomet liksiu Majos vergu.
And there's no guarantee I'll be a human being in my next life either.
Ir net nėra garantijų, kad turėsiu žmogaus kūną.
I could be a tree, I could be a dog, a monkey. Try to understand your human life is meant for spiritual awakening. That's why nature or God has given you this human form. You are meant to utilize it to fully absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness. So if you neglect that, you are violating the laws of nature.
Jeigu jūs tai ignoruojate, jūs pažeidžiate gamtos dėsnius.
And actually becoming lower than an animal if you neglect it.
Ir iš tikrųjų tampate net žemesniu už gyvūnus.
So do you want to be an animal or you want to be a human being?
Taigi, ar norite būti tik gyvūnu ar žmogumi?
Human being means awaken your Krishna consciousness. That is human life.
Žmogus reiškia pažadinti savo Krishna sąmonę.
Otherwise you're going to be an animal in your next birth.
Kitu atveju,
if you live like an animal now, I guarantee you will be an animal in your next birth.
Jeigu jūs gyvensite kaip gyvūnas dabar,
do you want an animal body in your next life?
Gausite gyvūno kūną.
Then you better take the Krishna consciousness seriously.
Todėl geriau priimti Krishna sąmonę rimtai.
Any other questions?
Dar klausimų?
Yes.
Sakoma, kad aukštesnių planetų, aukštesnių pasaulio gyventojai, jie kaip ir turi, yra sveikesni, ilgiau gyvena. Jų intelektas, matyt, turėtų būti žymiai stipresnis. Ir, ta prasme, ir žinių liktai jie daugiau turėtų turėti. Nes to žinojimo tarp daugiau turėtų būti. Tai kaip tą galim paaiškinti, kad ir intelektas stipresnis, ir žinios arčiau. Bet visiems jie, nu, kaip sakoma, grįžta atgal į žemę ir kitur ir tik iš čia startuoja. Nes liktai ten, nu, žymiai patogesnės sąlygos.
In demigod planets, the demigods, they have a stronger intellect and they have better bodies, but why it is said that it is better to make spiritual progress in this world?
Yes, the demigods have better have good intelligence. They have all these powers. So why is it said to be better to be here? This question, yeah. Because they have such amazing facility for sense gratification. They can have sex as much as they want without making the women pregnant. They only get pregnant right before they're going to leave their bodies. Otherwise there's no pregnancy when they have sex. And there's such facility for sense gratification on the heavenly planets. They have the soma rasa, which is an incredible intoxicant, which, you know, it gives you such, it's so pleasurable and there's no bad side effects.
Jie tenais turi tokį nuostabų intoksikantą somorasą, kuris suteikia tokį nuostabų apsvaigimą ir malonumą.
So the facility for sense enjoyment is so great that it's very difficult to be sober about the human form of life.
Taigi ten Dievo būtybės tiek daug tenkinasi, kad jiems sunku tapti rimtiem dvasiniam pabudimui.
There's hardly any suffering there at all.
Nes ten nėra jokių kančių.
There's some. They have to die eventually.
Tai jie turi numirti.
And sometimes the demons do overtake the heavenly planets. And the demigods have to go into hiding. But generally there's so much facility there for enjoyment. So therefore this earth planet is a better place. Here we have enough suffering to make us sober and enough peacefulness to allow us to cultivate Krishna consciousness.
Nes yra tinkamas balansas kančios ir ramybės, kad mus labiausiai kvieptų tobulėti dvasiškai.
The hellish planets are so bad that people's minds are so disturbed they don't have time to even think about self-realization. They're struggling for their survival every minute, these.
Kiekvieną sekundę jie stengiasi išgyventi.
But this planet, we have a little space to have meetings like this and talk about Krishna and self-realization. So this is the best facility, this earth planet. So now take advantage. You awaken your Krishna consciousness. You see, don't hanker to become a demigod. Even that position is only temporary. One can do great penances and austerities and become a demigod in their next life. But after burning off all the reactions for the pious deeds which qualified them to enter the heavenly abode, again they fall down to this plane.
Bet kuomet jie išnaudos visą gerą karmą, jie visiems turės grįžti čia.
So why endeavor so diligently for something which is only temporary? You should endeavor for that purposeful end for which there is no coming back. You should endeavor for going back to home, back to Ganon. Next question. Yeah.
Ir kaip išlaikyti tą entuziazmą praktikuoti ir tobulėti, kas galbūt, kad ta praktika netaptų rutina, kas galbūt ypatingai aktualu šeimos žmonėms. Kokie yra svarbiausi elementai, kad išlaikyti entuziazmą praktiką?
What is the most important thing to keep enthusiasm, especially in family life, to avoid routine? And to be enthusiastic.
What is the most important thing to remain enthusiastic about?
Yes.
Chanting Hare Krishna.
Grahastha life.
Chanting is the main thing. You have to have that great enthusiasm to chant nicely Hare Krishna every day. Because that's where you get the higher taste. Beyond sense gratification.
kuris pranoks jūsų nepasitikėjimą.
There are nice festivals, like the Baltic festivals are there.
Yra nuostabūs festivaliai, kaip
you know, Harinams and programs at the temple. These are nice.
Šventyklos programos.
But they're not going on at every minute.
Bet
so the most important thing is you develop a taste for the holy name. And that will sustain you in every situation. Become free from all the dirt in the heart. This is why initiation is important. Because to get to the stage of nishta, or actually prior to that, to get to the stage of anartha nivritti, one has to be initiated.
Nes tam, kad pasiekti anarcho nivritti po popa, reikia gauti iniciaciją.
The stages are given by Rupa Goswami, the stages of bhakti.
Rupa Goswami pasakoja apie šitas bhakti pakopas.
The first stage is shraddha, faith in the process.
Pirmoji pakopa, kada mes įgyjame pirminį tikėjimą šraddha.
The second stage is sadhu sangha, association with devotees.
Sekanti pakopa, kuomet mes pradedame bendrauti su atsidavusiais.
The third stage is you take up the activities of the devotees.
Trečioji stadija, kuomet mes pradedame mėgdžioti atsidavusiųjų veiklą.
You chant, you hear, you honor prasadam.
Valgyti prasadą,
kartu. You serve, you take initiation.
Priimti iniciaciją.
These are all included in the stage called bhajana kriya.
Visa tai vyksta bhajana kriya stadijoje.
Engaging in the prescribed activities of bhakti is given by Rupa Goswami in his scriptures. So by this, following the standard guidelines, chanting, hearing, you know, initiation, etc.
Taigi, sekant šitis šitom veiklom, tai yra kartuoti, klausyti ir gauti iniciaciją.
Then you can actually in a very real and tangible way, you can clean your heart of all, of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. And then you can become what's called a fixed up devotee, solidly fixed devotee. And then, from there, that's when then you actually get what's called nama ruchi, a taste for the name. That when you get to that stage, you're solidly situated. As whether you're married, a sannyasi, a brahmachari, it doesn't matter.
You
need to reach the namaruchi stage, and that's why initiation is a very important thing. Because otherwise, you can't get free of the selfish tendencies in the heart. By having a spiritual master and surrendering to the spiritual master, that enables you in a very practical and real way to get free of selfishness. Otherwise, if one holds off, no, I don't want to have a guru, then you're holding on to some selfishness. And you won't be able to have a taste for the name. It won't happen. And you'll have a hard time in household life to maintain your Krishna consciousness. So therefore, diksha is a very important thing. All devotees should aspire for diksha as soon as possible. That let me become fixed in chanting, following the regulated principles, and get initiated. I mean, I joined, everybody wanted to get initiated immediately. That was the mood. We had to wait 6 months. And then you get initiated. For 6 months, you get initiated. All you had to do was chant 16 rounds and follow the regular principles for 6 months in the diksha, after 6 months. And we all went for it as soon as we could get it. My godbrother Dhananjaya, he joined in the UK. And the first lecture he went to, Prabhupada, Pop said, are there any questions? He raised his hand. He said, when can I get initiated? That was his question, you see. So that kind of enthusiasm, you see. That's lacking now in our movement. Devotees are not enthusiastic to get initiated and strictly become fixed in chanting and following the regular principles. That means you advance very slowly. It means up and down, not steady in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Up and down, up and down. When you become serious, I must surrender to the bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, I need to chant 16 rounds and follow the principles. That will make you very steady. Whether you're a sannyasi, of course you wouldn't be a sannyasi. Whatever your ashram is, you'll be steady and strong. Whether you're married, single, doesn't matter. If you dedicate yourself to your spiritual master, then you're very solid. That's what keeps me going all these years, you see. I'm dedicated to Prabhupada. Through all circumstances, I always dedicated to my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. That has made me steady in Krishna consciousness. Any other questions? Yeah.
Does Krishna has envy?
Oh yeah. That's why he becomes Lord Chaitanya. He's envious that Radharani is tasting more nectar than he is. So he becomes like Radharani. He takes her golden complexion and then takes her position also of being a devotee. Krishna doesn't want to be defeated by anyone. So when he sees that his devotees are tasting more nectar than he is, he also becomes a devotee. In other words, the devotee tastes more nectar than Krishna.
So
that's why he becomes Lord Chaitanya, so he's envious of Radharani. So he can also taste that nectar of being a devotee. So why be envious of God? Become a devotee of God. And you can enjoy more than God. This is our philosophy. Questions more? Yeah.
Because of my job, I have to cook during Akadashi the grains and give it to people. I have some opinions that we can offer it, but not through guru, or what to do in this situation.
Offer what?
How to deal in this situation, how to offer such food.
How to offer food? I don't follow the question.
During Akadashi,
Krishna can take.
Oh, distributing prasadam on Akadashi?
During Akadashi, I have to cook grains.
That's all right.
How to?
Prabhupada said we can. Krishna will accept. Yeah. He doesn't. Krishna doesn't follow Akadashi.
But should he?
And Prabhupada even said we could serve grains to the karmis on Akadashi.
Should he use Gurudev picture also?
Huh?
Should he use Gurudev picture?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's all right. Because I'm just passing it on to Krishna. Yeah, I see the question. Can he offer to me an Akadasi? Yes, it's all right. Because I'm just passing it on to Krishna.
Krishna
yeah.
Gali,
yeah. Anything else? Yeah.
Kartais būna tokios situacijos, kad saviem tampi svetimas. Ir jie tau tokius siunčia palaiminimus ir palinkėjimus, kad nežraudu darosi. Ar tie palaiminimai, palinkėjimai mums įsipildo, kada mes vis tiek kartuojam, ką reikia man čia?
Sometimes when we start to practice, our relatives become envy and start to start to curse
us.
Curse?
Yes. This curse would be fulfilled or not?
It's going to bounce back on them. If you curse a Vaishnava, the curse bounces back on you. They're cursing themselves, not you. Next question. Yeah.
Mokytojas pabrėžė, kad labai svarbu iniciaciją priimti ir kuo skubiau. Sakykite, o jeigu kas nori, kas yra tokių, kurie nori tik širdyje priimti iniciaciją, va širdyje, ar to pakanka?
Some people wants to take initiation only in the heart, but not external. Is it enough?
That's bogus.
Ne, tai nesąmonė.
Prabhupada, that means they're not really taking initiation in the heart.
Tai reiškia, kad jie nepriima iniciaciją šitą.
Yeah.
If they are taking in the heart, the external it will manifest. So they are not.
Jeigu iš tikrųjų širdyje priimi, tai ir išoriškai taip apsireiškia. Taip tai nepriimi širdyje.
They're really taking in the heart, then it will happen externally. Otherwise, they didn't really take it in the heart.
Tikrai priimti širdyje, tai reiškia, si priimti ir iš išorės.
That I accept you as my spiritual master in my heart. And the spiritual mind says, okay, come for initiation. No, Gurudev, I don't need to take initiation to accept you in my heart. I don't need to follow your instruction because I've already surrendered to you within my heart. In other words, you're just a cheater. You want to think, oh yes, I'm a surrendered devotee, but you're just you're surrendered to your mind only, rascal. Not you, but the person that thinking that way. You're not a rascal. You're my surrendered disciple. But someone who's thinking that way, they're a rascal. Of course, my disciples should think they're rascals. That's how you advance in Krishna consciousness. If one thinks, oh yes, I am a great advanced devotee, that will not be good. One should think, yes, I'm rascal. So now I have to get out of this rascal mentality and become pure devotee. That sort of thinking will help you to advance in Krishna consciousness. Anything else? Yes?
Krishna is giving free will to us. Can I give my free will to him?
You will always have free will. Because otherwise you're not interesting. Krishna would not find you very interesting if you didn't have any free will. You would just be a robot if you had no free will. Who would want to associate with a robot? It's not very interesting. So Krishna eternally gives you free will. But if you will surrender to Krishna, that is the right thing. My dear Lord, from now on, your will is my will. You've studied the Bible? That's what Jesus said. My dear Father, my will now is your will. So whatever you want me to do, I will do. Not my will, but thy will be done. Not my will, but your will. So that is the right mood. You have your free will, but you voluntarily surrender it to the Lord, that my Lord, I'm not going to act on my will anymore now. From here on, I'll only act on your will. That's the right move. So Jesus is a pure devotee. He is our guru, Prabhupada said. Because he is teaching pure bhakti. But the trouble is the Christians don't understand him. Their minds are polluted by all that meat that they eat.
Yeah. We think we are acting on Krishna's will, whether we like it or not. But if we voluntarily act on his will, my will and thy will, then we become more dear to him rather than rascals.
Mes veikdami savo valią atiduodami viešpačiu, turi veikdami tai, ką jisai nori, ne ką aš noriu, mes iš niekšio tapsime atsidavusiais.
Krishna has two energies.
Krishna turi dvi energijas.
Spiritual energy and the material energy.
Dvasinė ir materialinė.
We are always serving Krishna.
Mes bet kuriuo atveju tarnaujam Krishnai.
Are either serving his spiritual energy or his material energy.
Tarnaujam arba jo materialinę energiją arba dvasinę.
Just like here in your country, Lithuania,
pavyzdžiui, šioje šalyje,
you have the universities.
Turite universitetus.
And you also have the prisons.
Ir turite kalėjimus.
So you can serve as a in the state university, you can serve in the state prison.
Ir galite tarnauti arba kalėjime arba universitete.
Do you have government, any universities run by the government here, or is it all private? Do you have government?
Yra valstybiniai išsilavinimo įstaigos.
Yeah, so you're serving in a government institution.
Taigi, jūs tarnaujate valstybinėje institucijai.
In either case.
Bet kuriuo atveju.
In the state university or in the state prison.
Arba išsilavinimo įstaigoje, arba kalėjime.
In either case, you're serving in a government institution.
Bet kuriuo atveju, jūs tarnaujate valstybinėje institucijai.
So if you have your choice, you go to the prison or the university.
Jūs turite pasirinkimą, ar išsilavinimo įstaigoje.
Either way, you're serving a government institution.
Bet kuriuo atveju, tarnaujate valstybinėje
institucijai. So it's you're going to serve anyway.
Taigi, Krishna tarnausite bet kuriuo atveju.
We either serve the spiritual energy or the material energy. Your choice.
Tik mes pasirinkam ar dvasinį energiją, ar materialį.
The material energy is like the prison.
Materialinė energija yra kaip kalėjimas.
The spiritual energy is like the university.
O dvasinė energija kaip universitetas.
Service you cannot give up.
Bet kuriuo atveju.
Your nature is to serve.
Nes tokia yra prigimtis.
You must serve. So now you choose which kind of service will most benefit you.
Taigi pasirinkite tą tarnystę, kuri duos jums daugiausia naudos.
That is called intelligence.
Tai yra intelektas.
Human life means a life of intelligence.
Žmogaus gyvenimas reiškia intelektas.
So don't be a fool and serve the prison.
Reikia nebūti kvailiu.
As 99.999% of the world population is doing at the present moment.
Kaip 99.999% visuomenės daro.
Any other questions? Yes.
Bhagavad Gita sakoma, kad žmogaus siela nieko neveikia, veikia tik tai kūnas ir protas ir intelektas. Tai tarkim, jeigu tarnaujame kitiems baktams ir atsidavusiams, ar tai yra veikia mūsų siela? Ar čia vis dar kūnas veikia?
In Bhagavad Gita is said that soul does not act only body. But if we serve devotees, is it act of soul or is act?
We do what?
Serve devotees.
Serve.
Is it act of soul or is act of body?
Is that the soul acting? The material nature is like a machine.
Materiali gamta yra kaip mechanizmas.
It is called yantra. This material body is called yantra, machine.
Tai yra vadinama yantra, mašina.
So ultimately everything is orchestrated by Krishna.
Ir galiausiai vis kam diriguoja Krishna.
But it's your free will, just like either the prison or the university.
Bet čia yra mūsų laisva valia.
Either way the state laws are being followed, the procedures given by the state are followed.
Ar būti piliečiu, kuris klauso įstatymų ar būti piliečių
kalėjimą. It's your choice how you want to serve. You're going to serve either energy by your very nature. You will serve one of the energies. So, but it's your choice how you will serve.
Bet tu renkiesi kaip.
So, when you serve it is, you do get credit for doing the service. Even though it's being conducted with the Lord's spiritual energy because you volunteered to be conducted by the spiritual energy, you get the credit for doing the service.
Kai atlieki dvasinę tarnystę, gauni dvasinę naudą.
Does that answer your question?
Ar tai atsako tavo klausimą?
Right. Because I asked, does spirit acts during the service to others?
His question is that whether the living entity as a soul is acting or the body.
The body is just a tool. The actor is the soul.
Kūnas yra tik įrankis, o juo naudojasi siela.
But the ultimate doer is Krishna.
Galiausiai, tai yra Krishna pagrindinis veikėjas.
But the soul is definitely active. The body is just a dead machine.
Kūnas yra tik negyva mašina.
When you drive down the street, who's doing the driving?
Mes vairuojame gatvėje.
Are you driving the car, or is the car driving itself?
Ar mašina pati važiuoja?
You're driving it, you see. So the car is not doing anything. It's the driver who is actually doing it.
Taigi, automobilis nieko nedaro, tai tu vairuoji.
So the soul is the one who is actually doing the thing, not the body.
Taigi, iš tikrųjų, siela veikia, ne kūnas.
Body can't do anything.
Kūnas nieko negali.
Just dead matter.
Tai tik negyva materija.
Yes.
Tai būtent tą pasirinkimą ar tarnauti materijai, ar tarnauti dvasiniam aspektui padaro siela, ar ne? Tai kaip tą paaiškinti, kad siela iš savęs kaip ir tobula, bet jinai gali padaryti tą neteisingą pasirinkimą.
So if the soul is choosing which energy to serve, how to explain how the soul, because it is by the nature pure, how choosing not a good decision, how she is choosing to serve material energy?
Yes. Prabhupada explains. Actually, the soul is just like you have your finger and the body, you see. The finger is naturally meant to, it's naturally connected with the body, it serves the whole body by its very nature. So, the actual position of the soul is to serve in the pastimes of the Lord. In any one of five different types of primary rasas. Neutrality or Shanta Rasa is there? Servitorship or Dasya Rasa is there? Friendship or Sakya Rasa is there? Parental mood or Vatsalya Rasa is there? Material Rasa or Conjugal Rasa is also there. So when the soul in his original position, he serves as a cowherd boy, a cowherd girl, a parent of Krishna, a flower, a tree, a butterfly. There are every the oil, the earth on which Krishna walks. Everything in the spiritual world is a person. But sometimes, if the living entity wants to imitate Krishna, see, just like sometimes we have experience here in this world, sometimes people say, I am God. When someone wants to imitate Krishna, then the material energy grabs them and pulls them into the cycle of birth and death. Because no Krishna imitators are allowed in the spiritual realm. So it is just, they say, curiosity killed the cat.
Kaip yra sakoma, kad smalsumas nužudo katę.
Someone thinks, what would be like if I was God? You see.
Gali žmogus pagalvoti ir smalsumą.
So they can find, they can try to be God here in the material world.
Ir materialiam pasaulyje mes gaunam galimybę tai pabandyti.
Think that here everyone thinks they're the center of the universe, isn't it?
Kiekvienas galvoja, kad yra visatos centras, taip?
Everybody thinks and acts as if the whole world revolves around them. It's a fact.
Kiekvienas mąsto, kad visas pasaulis sukasi apie jį.
So that means they misuse their independence. Instead of seeing Krishna as the center, they want to be the center. Any other questions? Yeah.
When we choosing spiritual master, can we choose very practical to see which spiritual master is more coming, or we should choose according what internal feeling I have?
Hmm. Should I choose a spiritual master based on how many days he spends in Vilnius? Or which one, or how much I feel his presence within my heart? One could ask. A similar question.
Žmogus gali užduoti panašų klausimą. Ar reikėtų dvasinį mokytoją pasirinkti remiantis tuo, kiek jisai būna Vilniuje?
I understood her question. What are you saying?
Her question is that the master who gives them more knowledge or
does no, who spends more time, she said.
No.
What is it?
More general question that we should see more practical if it's possible to have association with him or just see some more internal.
Mm.
Because everyone is inspiring.
Yeah.
So how proper to choose?
Do you want to comment? Go ahead.
No. I was just saying the how to choose. So he has given the different question and answer. So she was shaking head that because your translation was not proper.
Mm.
So that's why I was saying.
Okay. Yeah.
You can
answer. Well, actually, both things are important.
Abu dalykai yra svarbus.
I mean, you should be able to, communicate with your guru.
Turi būti galimybė bendrauti su jūsų guru.
I mean, some devotees are inspired by a guru that they can never even send him an email and get an answer back. That happens. Some devotees do that.
Kartais atsidavusi būna įsikvėpę priimti iniciaciją iš to mokto, iš kurio net niekada negalės gauti jokio elektroninio laiško.
But I just speaking from my own experience.
Bet aš kalbu iš savo patirties.
I would say it's really both, because that's what I got from Prabhupada.
Aš iš Prabhupados gavau abu dalykus.
I got the inspiration, plus Prabhupada would personally answer my letters also.
Aš gavau asmeninę galimybę gauti iš Prabhupados laiškus ir taip pat vidinį įkvėpimą.
I recommend you find somebody where you can have personal contact, you can answer personal questions, and you feel the inspiration. You should find both.
Rekomenduoju rasti tokį mokytoją, iš kurio galėsite gauti asmeninius atsakymus.
And then your mind will be confused.
Kur būsite viduj įsikvėpus.
Because you have one desire here for practical interaction.
Nes yra vienas troškimas praktinis.
You have the other desire for be very, very inspired within your heart.
Ir kitas troškimas turėti vidinį įkvėpimą.
So, if you go look for a guru that will give you both, I'm sure Krishna will give you the proper spiritual master who can do both.
Ir jeigu ieškosite tokio dvasinio mokytojo, kuris patenkins abu jūsų troškimus, susitikinęs, kad Krishna imtų kiečius.
But what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadvridi Pranipatena, you go to the spiritual master, surrender, render service and inquire from him. That's the spiritual master one should take.
Bet Bhagavad Gita Krishna sako, kad mes turime atsiduoti dvasiniam mokytojui klausdami jo atlikdami tarnystę jam.
She's recommending that according to scripture you should be able to interact with the spiritual master.
Taigi šventraštis rekomenduoja, kad būtų galimybė kreiptis į
jį. You approach him, you inquire from him, you serve him. That's stated in the Gita.
Tarnauti jam, gauti šio atsakymus.
So her answer is very good. You need to have a guru where you can have some kind of personal contact with him.
Taigi guru reikia, kad būtų galimybė turėti asmeninį kontaktą.
You can write him an email, you can have a darshan with him. These are important things.
Parašyti jam laišką, su juo susitikti.
Some guru very far away, you never get to see him, you just inspire within your heart. That's all right, but that sometimes you may need that extra help.
Jeigu guru bus labai toli ir jis bus įsigyvęs.
You're having difficulty, you're confused, and no devotee is able to answer your questions to satisfy you, but then if your guru will directly answer your questions, wow, now it's completely solved, you see, the problem is solved. Okay, next question.
Srila Prabhupada is telling that we will not be falling from spiritual world, but...
No. It's right there in the Bhagavatam. There's a whole purport in the Bhagavatam how we fell from the spiritual world.
But then we will come back.
Huh?
Then we will come back. We will not be able to fall down.
One can fall once. One will not fall twice.
So the question is, how to understand that there is possibility to fall down?
Yes, because the free will is there. The thing is, you could fall 500 times.
Iš tikrųjų, galima pulti iš dvasinio pasaulio 500 kartų.
Because you have the free will.
Jo, kad yra laisva valia.
But you won't.
Bet jūs to nedarysite.
It's sometimes said in English, once burned, twice shy.
Kartais yra anglų kalboje sakoma, kad kartą šokęs į vieną balą.
You can stick your hand in the fire and get burned as many times as you like.
Ranką gali į ugnį įkišti, kiek nori kartą ir
apsidegti. But once you do it once, you're never going to get close to that fire again. No way.
Bet kartą įkišęs ranką, antrą kartą jau nenorėsi.
So yes, you can fall down millions of times if you want. But when you've tasted how hellish it is to be in the cycle of birth and death, and how wonderful it is to be back with Krishna, you would never ever fall down again. Next question. Yeah.
Ar galima padėti kitiems?
If someone chanting japa not purely, he is making some offense. Could he help to others?
Could he do what to others?
Help.
If I'm not a completely pure devotee, can I help others? I'm chanting, but there's still some imperfection in my chanting. Can I help others? If you purely preach according to the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, even if you're not a Paramahamsa yet. You can do great service for Srila Prabhupada's movement. In fact, by preaching, that will help you to achieve that state of pure chanting. Therefore, we encourage everyone to go on Harinam, everyone to distribute books, everyone to preach. Because that preaching will purify you and help you. And now we have one last question before we go. Anyone have one last question? Someone didn't ask a question yet. He's been wanting to, but he's a little shy. Here's one.
Why someone is practicing spiritual practice, but the next time he got human body and forget spiritual practice for a long time?
How long?
Too long.
Too long. Bad association.
Dėl to, kad turi blogus draugus.
Therefore you need to associate with devotees.
Todėl jam reikia daugiau draugauti.
And then you remember, yes, I must serve Krishna.
Ir tada prisiminsi, taip, aš turiu
to. So therefore Lord Chaitanya says, asat sangya tya, give up mundane association. Because mundane association makes you forget that you're the devotee of Krishna. So you should minimize mundane association as much as possible and maximize devotee association as much as you can. And then you won't forget. Yes, I am devotee of Krishna. Therefore I must become fully surrendered to Him. Okay? Yeah.
We like to think we are very intelligent.
We would like to think we're very intelligent.
Very intelligent, then why don't we use our intelligence and make this last life?
Mes norime būti labai išmintingi ir galvojame, kad tokie esame, tad kodėlgi nepanaudoti savo intelekto, kad šitą gyvenimą padaryti paskutiniu.
Don't be a fool. Don't be an idiot. Don't be a mudha. Don't be a clown. Don't be an imbecile. You see? Become Krishna conscious. Thank you very much. Achila Bhai.
Jai!